This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, I can seriously have a heyday right now with what's taking place in your country. If you haven't heard yet, they found their man. Did you hear me? They found their man. And guess who he is? He's a Trump cultist. Wow. Just yesterday, I was highlighting, this will in short be reported and laid at the feet of their created opposition, namely the right-wingers, Christians, conservatives, and patriots. Did you see his van? His van, folks. You can't miss it. Yeah, I mean, you gotta put something over both of your eyes and you'll still be able to see it. He's got Trump stickers all over his van, his white van, for the world to see, like as if to suggest it's a billboard so he can expose himself to the world. He's a Trump cultist. Did anybody take the time to pay attention to what these packages had on them? Besides the names of their alleged victims. Did anybody pay attention to the fact that when you're watching the propagandist, friends, that the stamps, friends, are canceled? They're not canceled out. They went through the post office and they went through the mail system, yet there's no marking on any of the packages. I just posted this on Bradley Dean Facebook. And I put, here we go again, give them enough rope, as they say, and they will hang themselves. And guess what they just did, friends? I told you this is exactly who they're going to pin it on. And by the way, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has everything in the world to do with his said supporters, okay? And you're supposed to simplify, if you are a supporter of Donald Trump, the right, okay? You're the one that they're aiming at here, okay? But I want you to listen to this, friends, because this is the response that I'm getting so far. This is from a guy named Jim. On the night of 31 August 1939, that's military, a small group of German operatives dressed in Polish uniforms and led by Nowjocks seized the Gliwice station and broadcast a short anti-German message in Polish. Sources vary on the content of the message. The operation was named Grossmutter Gestorben. It means grandmothers died. The operation was to make the attack and the broadcast look like the work of Polish anti-German saboteurs. Do you remember how I started the show yesterday, friends? I will tolerate no opposition, said Adolf Hitler. So what did he do? He created his political opposition in an attempt to conquer them, to polarize them, to belittle them, so he could conquer them. Friends, all across the boards, I honestly got to be rejoicing a little bit because people across the country are seeing this, even from people that I didn't expect to see this, are seeing this for what it is. One guy, Dan, said, none of the pictures have shown a canceled stamp. You're exactly right. So it wasn't just this one that I posted. It's all across the boards. They forgot to post the stamps, friends. Thomas said, set up to play their last card in their crooked deck. The victim sympathy card, he goes on, won't work, just like he calls them the left. It won't work. Ha, 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 ha. Folks, you laugh it off all you want, but it shows you to the degree, and it also shows you how dangerous these people are. They are destroying lives. They are libeling. They are defaming. They are setting up innocent people. Just like, folks, what you're seeing play out today. 2-A-T. To a T. When you look at what's going on here and you see this fall guy that they put in place with Trump stickers all over his billboard van, literally thousands of them, friends. Of course they want a guy like that to be the fall guy. Of course they're going to use a guy like that's going to be the fall guy. Because they needed a guy like this, friends. They're going to have a lot of answering to do to the public. But I can say this, and I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is right, friends. This is completely backfiring. This is an end to their scheming. Folks, people are wide awake to the scheming that's going on with these people, but I want to say that that's not enough. You have to deal with these people lawfully under judgment, because if you do not send that message, friends, you only add strength to tyranny. Now, I wanted to bring up something because I was talking to a friend of mine about this just the other day. But you do know, America, I hope you do know, that back in the turn of the 2000s, from the single digits to the double digits, you do know that under the Barack Hussein Obama criminal administration, you do know that they passed a bill, folks, Congress passed a bill to legalize propaganda. You did know this, right? So, in undermining the Constitution, which is illegal, again, setting the record straight here, they can go ahead and pass policies all day long that they want to. They can stand back and commit crimes against the people and say, well, we passed a new bill. It's a new law. No, friends, it's not a law because it undermines the Constitution. And anything that undermines the Constitution of the United States of America is null and void. So what you're seeing being played out here, friends, again, across the boards, is people are, folks, they're laughing about this. They see it for what it is. They're speaking out about it. They're calling it for what it is. They're saying this is fraud. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at another guy right now. He said liars. Glenda said doesn't sound right. Something's off. Wayne said blank that. Something stinks. It's got left stink all over it. And it goes on and on and on. Craig said it's the oldest trick in the books, creating your own political opposition. America, they're attempting to dupe you again. And keep in mind, this is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. Just sharing with you, friends, that the propaganda machine is on full throttle right now, trying to convince you that they're the victims. They're not the victims. They're not being attacked. They are the ones, in fact, attacking you.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about the charades and the schemings that are being exposed by corruption in the media and the operatives in the circus of politics. It literally is, friends. I just shared with you yesterday, friends, that the created opposition will be blamed, okay? But they are the ones doing the attacking. And I started the show off yesterday with Adolf Hitler. But by the way, dictators all act the same. He said, I will not tolerate. He said, I will tolerate no opposition. Forgive me. He said, I will tolerate no opposition. And I want to remind you, friends, that I had told you yesterday exactly who they're going to lay the feet. They're going to lay these alleged crimes to the feet of. And they found a Mexican dude with a white van with literally thousands of Trump stickers all over this white van. See, they want to blare the message out there. Look at these bullies are doing to us. Look at these bad guys are doing to us. No, folks, it's the oldest trick in the book. It is. Blame your opposition. This is totalitarianism, friends, at work. Yvonne said, political prank. Tom said, it will take time, but you can bet your butt they will come up with a blanky excuse and try to make you believe it. Yep. As a matter of fact, folks, just to prove my point all the more, you're going to find that they're going to try to brush this under the rug as quick as they can because it's completely backfiring. Folks, people in this country, because people are telling the truth, people are listening, and they're learning the lessons of how these dictator wannabes act and what they exhibit on a daily basis. One guy said, 6 stamps, 5-pound envelope. We go on and on. He goes on, this is the oldest trick in the book. Owen said there are some mail that gets by in everyday processing of mail, but not the same type of parcel mailed from same individual. Something smells fishy in Denmark. Danny said, what a bunch of dummies, in so many ways, is what he said, friends. He used some vulgarities there. Don says, none of the pictures have shown any canceled stamps whatsoever. Ron said, good question. Oh, my goodness, friends. Nice. So people are, again, waking up to the lessons that these dictators, these criminals, are exhibiting on a daily basis. Going back, what I shared with you yesterday is when the propagandists came out with telling the American people through a headline from CNN, they labeled their headline was Act of Terror, Bombs Sent to CNN, Clinton's, Obama's, Holder's, and others such as Maxine Waters and John Brennan. Wow. An act of terror? Really? And then I brought up the fact that how many Muslim crimes have been committed against the people in this country since September 11th, and yet when they're found out for their crimes, they are then labeled by the CIA-controlled media as just allegations, or we're not sure yet, or workplace violence, or domestic abuse, so on and so forth. See, but the media is doing their best today to avoid the use of the word terror until it is convenient in naming their political opposition the terrorists. This is what's dangerous. They're criminalizing you. Do you realize that since September 11th, everybody that goes to the airport, do you realize that the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA have literally pointed their finger at every American going through the airport to get on an airplane as a suspected terrorist? And for those that have not taken the time to read the Fourth Amendment, do understand it's a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. But folks, it's interesting now when you go to the airport, you have Muslim screening. It's interesting when you go to the airports, now you have Muslims serving your food, selling you magazines, selling you perfume, whatever the case may be. Folks, this is judgment turned backwards. And by the way, I want you to remember this too. The word terror in the original Oxford English Dictionary is government by intimidation. Do you understand that this is a method of intimidating people? Do you understand that Donald Trump, the point man, he is there defending these very people that are calling us terrorists? Do you understand this? What are you talking about, Brad? Well, in response to the headlines, point man Donald Trump takes the stage and says, no resources will be spared. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. He said, we will spare no expense in this effort. Now, I want you to listen carefully. Because you would have thought that these were the first initiatives of Donald Trump right after his presidential victory concerning his intentions to prosecute these same people for their acts of terror towards the American people. And boy, oh boy, was I wrong. I mean, consider the source concerning each and every one of these said criminals that allegedly had a package sent to their location. Because every one of them is guilty of dismantling our Republican form of government in an attempt to destroy the America that we all know. Read John 10:10. And that by any means necessary, that is a totalitarian slogan, friends, and a term. Read Matthew 7:16 and 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. And by the way, in their words and out of the criminals' own mouths, folks, it's about the revolution. That's what it's about. So let's go to some of these people. George Soros and the organizations that he is funding. He is funding over 200 organizations in the United States of America, attempting to dismantle the America as you know it. Folks, assailing your foundations, assailing first and foremost your morality, because if he can demoralize you, friends, guess what? They can control you. And who do they aim at? First and foremost, the Christians. Okay? The constitutionalists and the patriots and the conservatives. That's who they're aiming at. But George Soros is funding these organizations which run in clear contrast to our form of government. And don't forget about the Clintons and their crimes towards we the people. And with the Clintons, don't forget about Waco, Texas. Don't forget about the Oklahoma City bombing and what and as to what took place there. The details, folks, remember, the devil's always found in the details. There was much about the Oklahoma City bombing that the people never heard about. And if they attempted to get it out to you, friends, it was stopped right in its tracks. Right in its tracks. But look at the Clintons and their crimes towards we the people. Drug dealing in MENA, treason with Russia and China, both Bill and Hillary, murder. How many hundreds of bodies are strewn across the path of their political careers, friends, both of them? Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. What about Barack Hussein Obama? Read Luke 22:48. Judas. To mankind, friends, not just to America. Look at Barack Hussein Obama, who transgressed the United States Constitution over 1,180 times. Or what of watch the apple because it doesn't fall too far from the tree when we look at the crimes of former Attorney General Eric Holder, who committed during his tenure as an Attorney General gun running. Remember Fast and Furious? He also said foreign terrorists have rights here in America. Folks, who are the terrorists? Government by intimidation. He also said no investigation because he didn't have the resources into the Department of Defense at the Pentagon, where over 5,000 members were found downloading child pornography. Wow, this is craziness. And Donald Trump's here to protect these people? I mean, you would have thought that this is where President Donald Trump's efforts were going to be made when he started his tenure. No resources will be spared. And that the full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. Donald goes on and says, we will spare no expense in this effort. To do what? What are you talking about, Donald Trump? Look at the crimes that these people are guilty of committing against we the people. And I haven't even brought up Maxine Waters, who is continuously attempting to incite the American people to resurrect against the administration. This is a joke. America, and you know what they're doing? They're withholding the enforcement of law against themselves, but they want to enforce the law against their political opposition. That's what's going on here. Do yourself a favor and study a little history. But apparently not. I also brought up yesterday, consider that the false flags that have been laid at the government's feet when it comes to these type of allegations. And how many times has the FBI and the CIA been found playing part in the crimes of which another has been accused? Folks, well, we're seeing it happen today. Just like I told you it was going to happen, it happened today. And it's happening right now. It's propaganda. They're not the victims. They're the assailants. They don't have the shield. They have the spear, America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc was arrested in Florida in the investigation of 13 suspected mail bombs sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other leading Democratic critics of President Trump. President Trump earlier today on the great work of the FBI.
I want to applaud the FBI, Secret Service, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, the NYPD, and all law enforcement throughout the entire country. Incredible partners. These people have worked so hard, and to have done it so quickly, it's looking like it's a needle in a haystack. How do you do this so quickly? They've done an incredible, incredible job, and I want to congratulate them.
The number of suspicious packages increased from 12 to 13, as one was found late this morning in Sacramento, California, addressed to Senator Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're getting lots of comments here on this post. This post says, if this was actually true and this package was delivered to CNN by the U.S. Post Office, why aren't the stamps canceled? And P.S., posted script friends, it's not just one package, it's all of them. Okay? Ron said, good question. Bud said, it's all a hoax. Grady said, more fake news. Ron said, liars. Well, I mean, folks, people are thinking. And they should. Because the question's been laid to your candor over and over again as to how many times are you going to play the stooge to these people that are creating these crimes against you. And it's always aimed at you losing more of your freedoms. It's always aimed at you shutting your mouth concerning your political opposition. This is America, friends, okay? This isn't Russia, but I'll tell you this. You have Russian operatives, communist operatives, behind pulling the strings of these agents of their special interest groups. And these operatives in the circus of politics, because they're actors. They're nothing more or nothing less than actors. I wanted to let you know that Phil Haney, former Department of Homeland Security, we just had him on the radio a week and a half ago, he's going to be at the Phoenix Event Center, 3904 County Road 42 Northeast, on Saturday, October 27th at 10 a.m. in Alexandria, Minnesota. Just wanted to throw that out there again. Phil Haney, former Department of Homeland Security, will be there at the event center, 3904 County Road 42 Northeast, Saturday, October 27th at 10 a.m. in Alexandria, Minnesota. Alexandria. Cool little town. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts as to what's transpiring here? Is this a surprise to you? Are you falling for it? Or do you see it for what it is? 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yesterday I had posted, created opposition will be blamed. Guess what? They found a guy in California with a big white van with thousands of Trump stickers all over it. They called him a Trump cultist, okay? Which represents those that support him. Donald Trump is defending these people, okay? He's getting out of the way. He's just doing his job, this point man is. And he's allowing this all to fall on his supporters, okay? And keep in mind, he does nothing about those that are attacking him. Not a thing. Again, I highlighted yesterday, created opposition will be blamed, but they are the ones doing the attacking. They are. Again, Adolf Hitler said, I will tolerate no opposition. And the headlines on CNN were, act of terror. And I shared with you, friends, during the first segment, how many Muslims have committed crimes in the name of jihad, or Allahu Akbar, being shouted as they're committing a crime in America since September 11th. But when they commit crimes, the CIA media is right there to give cover. They call them allegations or workplace violence or domestic abuse. This isn't an act of terror. But the media is right there when their political opposition is being accused of a crime that we're going to find that they are responsible for committing. You can mark my words, because they've done it over and over and over and over again. But they have no problem using the word terror when it's convenient in naming their political opposition terrorists. Let me remind you, terror is defined the original Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Hey, friends, if what I'm sharing with you over the last 20 years wasn't true, how is it that I have these communists in the United States and the media attacking my every move? I'm just curious. They don't attack the ineffective ones. They attack the ones that are in the battle. And boy, oh boy, does that sound familiar. Boy, oh boy. Does that sound familiar? What are you talking about, Bradley? Just came to my aid? Just came to my aid? That when you look in Scripture, you'll find the ones that are prosecuted are those that keep the commandments of the Lord. Now, I'm pulling this up right now, friends. Because at the end of chapter 12, it says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimonies of Jesus Christ. They don't attack. Hey, folks, I could get on another branch here. But they're not attacking those little pansies, effeminate capitulators walking around with smiles on their face, acting like they have the joy of the Lord, when they have no idea the fruits of the Spirit whatsoever. Read Galatians 5 when you get a moment. No, they war against those that keep the commandments of God. This is who the enemy wars with. And he uses his little minions to do his biddings for him. Revelations 12:17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Who are they that he makes war with? Those that keep the commandments of God and have the testimonies of Jesus Christ. They don't attack those that are ineffective. They don't attack the cowards and the spineless capitulators that easily outweigh the doers of the word in this country. I needed to interject that. I also shared with you, friends, and I am taking this in stride, that Donald Trump took to the stage and said no resources will be spared to investigate these crimes. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort to cover what? An investigation in protecting those that have committed the acts of terror against we the people. George Soros, the Clintons, Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, folks, don't forget about Obama, too. Let me interject this. Remember that he was the one that stacked the DHS with terror-tied Muslim Brotherhood operatives, okay? Just so you know what's going on. You've been under attack since September 11th, America, okay? It's a perfect judgment of God is what it is. Tomorrow, by the way, I'm going to be talking about the American church is aiding in the process of its own judgment. Yep. That includes all of us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Every single one of us are on the same boat, friends. And if the ship sinks, we all go. The good and the bad. And, of course, the ugly. And I got to the point, friends, where I want you to consider that the false flags that have been laid at the government's feet when it comes to these type of allegations. We've seen it in Parkland High School in Florida. We've seen it, and I'm just talking about in the present. We've seen this at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. We've seen this, and I'm going to be talking about it in a moment, in New Mexico. And it's interesting to see, friends, every step of the way, we see the fingerprints of guess who? FBI operatives and the CIA operatives. Okay? And I'm just asking the question, how many times has the FBI and the CIA been found playing part in the crimes of which another has been accused? Over and over and over again. Again, we're going to get Pamela Geller. We've had her on the radio before, but we're going to get her on the radio again. And we're going to ask her in Garland, Texas a couple years ago, who is responsible for setting up that attempted hit on their event? She can tell you firsthand who's behind it. And who aided these Muslims to the attack. And the reason they do what they do is because they don't believe that you think that they're able to do it. And that's, by the way, why they do it. Ask Joseph Mengele. He was a SS officer under Adolf Hitler. Whoa. I mean, you want to talk about a sick, perverted, distorted, evil, evil, evil man? He was it. He said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Of course. What did President Harry Truman say of the CIA? The American version of the Gestapo concerning the CIA. What did John Stockton say about the CIA, friends? It's their purpose to destabilize the world. Yeah. So they can bring about change. I just watched Edward Snowden last night. Oh, my gosh. Hey, folks, I watched it twice. You got to check it out. I mean, the guy comes out and exposes the government that he's working for and telling the American people and worldwide what they're doing and how you're being spied on by the NSA. You know what was interesting about that is he brought up the fact that Barack Hussein Obama went out and said, you know what, we need to rethink how we're using the NSA, and we're going to make it illegal for the NSA to spy on the American people. Edward Snowden comes out shortly thereafter. That's what the president told the people. Edward Snowden came out and said he expanded the NSA surveillance. They do the opposite of what they say they're going to do. They're reprobates. Folks, these people were not raised like me and you. They don't think like me and you. See, we're peasants. They believe that they, folks, are above the law, right? Demigods. They can rule arbitrarily as they will for the moment, right? I'm going to come right back to this because this is important. And by the way, I'm doing this on purpose. I need to take it slow because you need to get this information. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm sticking to this topic because it's that important that you understand what's going on. I'm reiterating exactly what we were talking about yesterday, and it's being played out in front of your face today. Okay? It's happening today. Exactly what we talked about yesterday, friends, is happening today. When, America, are you going to learn the lessons? Because we see many across the boards right now, live. Live comments right now, friends, are learning the lessons and have learned the lessons and have known the lessons for many years. Are things getting better or are they getting worse, America? If they're getting worse, it means that you have not learned your lesson or you haven't learned to respond yet, in which you should. Faith without works is dead, period. I was just highlighting the fact that the FBI and the CIA have been found playing part in the crimes of which another has been accused. And you know that's exactly what's happening today. And they're going to try to convince you of it. And it's probably going to be very short-lived because of the response of the people. And I guarantee you a lot of people are not happy with Mr. Donald Trump right now jumping in and playing the man, taking the stage and saying, man, we're going to do everything in our power, no matter what it costs. We're going to take the full weight of our government and we're going to deploy it to conduct this investigation. No resources will be spared, said the President of the United States of America. We can't have people actually doing what we should have done a long time ago. And I'm talking about enforcing the laws against their crimes. I'm talking, of course, about the laws against their crimes long ago, so we wouldn't be talking about it today. But no, I know too many Americans are caught up into the conservative talking heads today because they love to heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. Give me something else to talk about. Give me more information. Tell me another crime that's been committed so we can have something to talk about, so I can gossip with my friends today and do nothing about the problems at large. I said yesterday this will in short be reported and laid at the feet of their created opposition. It will be blamed on the right wingers. By the way, they're calling him a registered Republican. Because they need a registered Republican, right? Again, we're talking about unconstitutional topics that the American people have swallowed. But the fact of the matter is, this is what they need, right? They need this left-right paradigm to war against each other. Well, you lose every time, and they win every time. The right-wingers are going to be responsible. The Christians and conservatives and patriots, they're responsible for attacking us. And the whole while, America, are you paying attention to that? These are the people that have been attacking you for decades? Decades! And Donald Trump is not calling for an investigation into those that have committed crimes against us. He's calling for an investigation of the ghost, the man that they need to put in place so they can accuse, friends, somebody. They have to have a fall guy to put themselves in the position of the victim while they attack. And it's exactly what's happening. Just like I said it was going to be. Just like I said it was going to be. Hey, folks, and shortly after, what's going to be what's going to take place, it will be found to be a false flag, which it already is, or a hoax. This is exactly what people are saying already. Then it will fade to black, only to be forgotten until they again need to remind you, the American people in this country, that they are the victims of those who tell the truth and expose them for who they are and what it is that they are responsible for doing. Luke 12:2. They did it yesterday. I brought it up, and I'm going to bring it up again. They did it through Waco. Tried to make him out to be a what? Yep, you're right. Oklahoma City bombing. They made him out to be a what? Oh, that's right. Ruby Ridge. They made him out to be a what? Oh, that's right. Yep. And the list goes on and 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 on. And isn't it interesting when they find out it's the, as they call them, the Democrats, all of a sudden it just fades away real quick. You never hear another word about it. Nope, because it wasn't what they needed. They needed a different fall guy. It had to be those Republicans. See how this works? And what people don't know is this is an all-out attempt to further strengthen themselves against created opposition. Or remember Rahm Emanuel, Dead Fish Emanuel? Remember, and he said, you know, never let these crimes go to waste. Never let these things that we need ever go to waste. Let's use them for our advantage, regardless of what it may be. You know, it's like, for example, when it's someone that's going around shooting somebody and they find out that he was a lefty or a homosexual or a Muslim or a communist or a Planned Parenthood supporter, all of a sudden, no, we can't put that in the media. Now, that's not the right type of guy. That's not the right type of guy. That's all they're doing, friends, today, is strengthening themselves. Folks, let me say it this way. They're hoping you fall for what they're saying so that they can strengthen themselves against their opposition. Again, by playing the victims of a crime which they are responsible. There's pictures all over the board right now, friends, showing you. These stamps were not, it didn't go through the mail system. You don't see any ink markings whatsoever on any of them. And I want you to remember this. This is just 2 weeks before the midterm elections. Right? They need you to be the enemy right now. Right? Oh, and by the way, this is exactly why Facebook and Twitter and Google and big tech companies are censoring people like they are right now with me. I shared with you, friends, that they've now censored my Facebook. They shut it down for 30 days from a post from 2014. They are acting subversively to American government. They don't want people to know what the law is. They don't want people like me calling them out for their subversive acts, which run contrast, antithetical to the Constitution. They don't want guys like me calling them out for their crimes. I don't care. I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God. I'm not doing that. But they wanted to shut me down. How many other websites, Christian conservative websites, have they shut down 2 months, friends, before the elections? Do you see how this works? I want to go back to Trump real quick. Did you see Donald Trump take the stage like this when it came to the compound that was discovered in New Mexico, where the two heavily armed Muslims were training 13 young boys to commit jihad in public schools and toward our law enforcement agencies? By the way, I talked to a local sheriff there during that time. They were trying to figure out why the FBI was doing their best to shut all of their opposition down. All the questions that were brought, they were being shut down. Well, once it was discovered what actually took place there, they could hide it no longer. And once it was discovered, what did the American people get from the FBI? Well, the FBI went in and destroyed all the evidence. Who are the terrorists, friends? I'm asking you. Who are committing these crimes, friends? Why would the FBI destroy all evidence? I'm just curious. Just want to know. I just want to know. However, the president said that it's his highest priority for the FBI to engage. That is when it comes to protecting and covering for themselves, not you and I. I shared with you yesterday, friends, that I remember the constant media harassment, the bomb threats to my ministry and street teams, the pictures of my house and my address being put up online by the minuscule homosexual lobby that endangered my family, death threats. Week after week, month after month, year after year, yet when the FBI was called in to action to apprehend these perpetrators, we didn't hear a word. Of course. You see who they work for, friends? They're not there. These agencies aren't there, friends, to protect the little guy from the big guy. They're there to protect the big guy and their crimes against the little guy. And this is the history that we are seeing unfold on a daily basis. I mean, this is just crazy. Oh, by the way, just a side note, but isn't it interesting that the same CIA-controlled media in America today that are suppressing the new movie Gosnell, they don't want you to have the truth while protecting those who are personally sanctioning and advocating for the murder of the innocent in the womb. Read Isaiah 5:20, Proverbs 6:17. Woo! See, dictators of the past and present have taught and are teaching John 8:44 through their devilish examples just this. They create their enemies and turn the mob on their created enemies in order to conquer them. Folks, I can tell you right now that one's not going to fly this time. It's not going to fly. What's happening here is there's light in this country, and the dictators themselves, because justice has been left off, are learning who the enemies are. And they're seeing that they're on television playing the good guy over and over and over again. But keep in mind, they create their enemies and turn the mob on their created enemies in order to conquer them.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.